I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another episode of Arty Friends. This is Allison.
And this is
Grace.
So happy to have you.
So happy to be here.
Thank you for making this happen. I know you're a busy gal.
Yes. No, I'm pumped. I'm really excited.
Today, we're going to talk all things fashion, beauty, content creation. You were literally the first person I came to mind when I was like, who is the most it girl of Omaha? It's Grace.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
No, it's the truth. You guys are in for a good episode today. As you guys know, we do our monthly What Would Your Bestie Do? Which is our... You guys usually send in questions and Kara and I ask them, but I thought, you know what? We've never done like a fashion and beauty type of episode because if you guys have seen me, not my forte, but these are things even selfishly that I want to know more about. And you're just so good at this stuff.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to deep dive.
Yes, same. So first, Grace is going to be in Kara's shoes. We're going to do a little catch up, share our peaks, and we'll get into the questions. So how has your week been?
Honestly, good. I worked a few days and now I've just been chilling, doing some more freelance stuff, getting some stuff done, running like fun errands, you know, the fun ones. And yeah, that's about it so far.
So for a little context for our listeners, what is work for you?
So work is 3 days a week. I do hair at Hank and Axe, 27th and Farnham. And then the rest of the days, I am getting coffee, getting Pilates, and creating content for myself and a few others. So that's what work is like. Yeah.
Yeah. You have a lot on your plate.
Yeah. It's fun. I would not do anything else. I love it.
So for me, what did I do this week? Oh, it was my birthday. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
It was one of those weeks where I've had so much going on that I'm like, what has even happened? Because it has been one thing to the next thing. Oh my gosh. Actually, I wanted to tell you guys this. So if you've been around for a while, the listeners know, like my birthday, I cry every year. I've never not cried on my birthday because I get so overwhelmed because if I see a message, I like have to reply, but I like want all the birthday wishes and I like want to take the cute photos and I want to go do all the things, but then I get so overstimulated and then I just cry at some point.
But it's like relatable.
It's like a good cry, but it always happens at some point. And this year I was like, I'm not going to do that. How could I make it so I don't cry this year? So I think this is the hack. I, for myself, celebrated my birthday the day before my birthday.
Oh.
Because I was like, this is my last day of being 28. So I'm going to reflect and I'm going to like write about my year and what I learned. And I went and got a pedicure.
Aww.
I went to a hot yoga class. I just like went and saw one friend and we like made tea at her house. I ran a couple of errands and I was like, this is like my birthday day for me. And then tomorrow, I'm just going to be open to receiving like whatever the hell happens. And
ideal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, I also feel like there's this duality of birthdays where you're like kind of trying to coordinate things, but you're like, did someone make a reservation? Like, are other people planning things for me? So like, I don't want to try to make plans. But then you're like, okay, I have friends to coordinate with, family to coordinate with. It's just, it's so much.
Yeah. It's like a part-time job on your birthday.
Like, yes.
What?
Exactly. And I was like, I don't want to be stressed on my birthday. So I found this website called signup.com.
Oh.
And I was just thinking about all the activities that I would want to do throughout my birthday week because I'm leaving town on Sunday. So I was like, I'm also going to be gone for like 2 weeks. So half of this can kind of be birthday celebrations, but half I just want to see these people
yeah.
before I leave for a little bit. So I literally made like this sign-up sheet for my birthday. I was at Allison's birthday week and each day I had an activity and I just sent it out to my loved ones. And I was like, if you want to see me or celebrate in some way, sign up for something.
Wait, that's genius.
And it worked so well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So like on Wednesday, my mom was the plus one with me for this like cute little dinner at Fig. It was like a long table harvest themed dinner at this restaurant here in Omaha. Thursday, Clay signed up to take me shopping. And then my sister signed up to take me to a Restore yoga class last night. My dad signed up for Friday, just like brunch here at my place. And then my friend is taking me to dinner tonight. And then on Saturday, I wanted to go out to Hitchcock with Peaches and like hike in the morning. So my friend Jesse is picking me up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that like so fun?
Yes. What a good hack. I'm writing that down.
I know. So I was like, I kind of want to live my entire life like this. Like, hey guys, here's my list of activities I want to do this month. Do you want to come to the pumpkin patch with me? Because also I wanted to be respectful of everyone else's like schedules. And I'm like, I don't want to make someone go to this dinner with me or go to a yoga class with me if they're not trying to do that.
Right. Because what if they have plans when like you have your birthday celebration scheduled?
Exactly. And then each person didn't have to feel bad that they like didn't see me on my exact birthday or try to come up with what I wanted.
Right. Genius.
So you guys, permission to be extra and make a sign-up sheet for your birthday.
I love that.
It was literally free and you can like put a little photo in and like a background and then just send out the link.
Oh my gosh.
Emails you.
You've
when
cracked
someone...
the code. Seriously.
Props. Thank you. So that was my week.
I love that.
Peak of the week for you?
My peak of the week is probably an exciting collaboration I have with an upcoming brand that I've like been wearing for years. And yeah, so that'll be really fun to film. And I just love the clothes. So I'm excited about that.
Have you received the clothes yet?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
It's okay. I'll spill.
Please.
It's Gap. And so I'm like pumped.
Shut up. Congratulations.
Because I have like amazing sweaters right now for fall. Thank you. Yeah. So it's like a fun little, I would say that's my exciting thing of the week. So.
So what is the theme of?
So they're focusing on styling their men's jeans. So I ordered a pair of men's jeans from their website and styling those, which was interesting at first. I'm like, how do I know what my size in men's jeans are?
Mm.
So that was interesting to like figure out. But anyways, yeah. So styling men's jeans for fall.
So fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so shooting that sometime in like the next week or so?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go tomorrow and film that and send it over for approval. And fingers crossed, they approve. So.
Oh, yeah. That's always the part is you make this like amazing in our heads.
Uh-huh.
Take these amazing photos or videos. Then you send it in. You're like, this could still get declined.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. And sometimes I feel like when you're creating content for a brand, it doesn't always come across super authentic. And I'm like, no, I swear, I actually love this stuff. But sometimes when you're filming it, it's just, oh, that feels forced. But I feel this will be a good, like, very authentic one.
I know. I don't know how long content creation is going to have to be around to where a brand literally says no parameters.
Exactly. Yes.
No campaign theme. Do whatever you want. And I swear all of those content would perform 10 times better.
Yes. Because when you're putting hashtag ad, hashtag partner, it's like, okay, well, I'm scrolling.
Yes. I literally got in an argument with someone about that the other day. They were like, every single photo has to have a tag. And I was like, you realize that that's like off-putting a little bit.
It is.
There's a sweet spot between like, yes, tagging things and pushing people away.
Right. Exactly. Like, I see paid partnership on TikTok and I'm like, floop.
I know.
Yeah, whatever.
And they're putting all of this money and energy and resources behind a creator to not let the creator just do their thing.
Right. I don't get it. Make it make sense.
Yeah. Someone needs to make a new agency that's like the anti-agency.
Yes. Yes.
And only has brands that are like open to letting the creator just create.
Create, yeah. What was your peak of the week?
My peak, honestly, of all the birthday things, oh my God, everything was so good. I feel bad even choosing one.
I know, choosing one specific, yeah.
Yes.
Just, you can say general birthday peaks.
True, true. But one that stood out was going shopping with Clay. Like, I went to Plato's and just like went ham because I love going to 1404.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I'm just taking the inventory from our customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do buy things there a lot. But then also if I go in there, I'm going to be straightening. I'm going to be talking to people. Yeah. I can't just like fully be a customer.
Yeah.
And totally. I just wanted to get a bunch of secondhand stuff like for Costa Rica. That's like, okay, probably going to be taking a lot of photos. And then gonna want to like resell it after.
Yeah, right.
So I just kind of went ham and fully indulged on shopping. And I basically like never go shopping because I'm around
clothes 24/7.
Yes. Yeah. So that's not like usually what I want to do.
Right. Yep.
Or when I'm traveling, like I'll get a statement or like an investment piece, but I don't usually just because your suitcase, like you can't. I got a mound. Oh, it's in the laundry room, but it is like I got 44 items.
Oh my gosh.
But my total was $365. Isn't that so good?
Yeah.
$9.
Do you have
an item.
Like a favorite item that you got? What was your?
Honestly, a couple dresses.
Yeah.
Because I own one dress. I am not a dress girl.
Oh
and
my
gosh. And I was like, you know what? Vacation is the time because my style is very like dark and heavy and oversized sweatshirts. And I'm like, that's not tropical vibes.
Right. Right.
So I was like,
but also it's like, you're going to come back and have all these like tropical clothes. Like,
exactly.
So good that you shopped at Plato's and like was able to save some money and
not put too much into it, but like kind of make it be like a bit. I'm just like, oh, I'm wearing stuff out of my comfort zone for this fun little thing and it'll have its moment.
Yeah.
And reading your guys's peaks. Let's see. Madison said, finally, s'mores and UGG weather. We love it. Have you done the bow on the UGGs yet?
No, I haven't, but I've been seeing people do that. It's freaking adorable. And I saw a girl today too tie a bow tie ribbon into her sweater, like on the sleeves.
Cute.
That's so cute. Two little bows, like adorable.
I love it. I am like really excited to hear all your fashion things. Okay, I need to like blow through these so we can get to it. Okay, Rachel said, spending the weekend in Charleston with my bestie, laughing and catching up. We love that. And Jane said, eating from the sandwich place that Kara recommended in Florence. It was so good.
Oh my
that,
gosh.
Like warms my heart and makes me realize like the world is so small.
Yeah, seriously.
That like one little thing in passing and you know, just the effect that we have on everyone.
Yep.
So as always, guys, every Monday on our Instagram at Arty Friends Podcast, we put up a little question box for peak of the week. Send it in. And we are now doing our new listener of the week thing as well. So every Wednesday, we'll share listener of the week on our Instagram, and that person gets $10 to go and get coffee with a friend.
Yay.
I think that's all the housekeeping.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Q&A time. Where to begin? Okay. Let's reel it back to like middle school, high school, Grace.
Okay.
Set the stage for us.
Okay. So I feel like how all this started is like YouTube back in the day. And I literally have specific memories of putting my computer up on top of my vanity and curling my hair and putting on makeup for literally hours following a YouTube video and being like, I'm going to perfect this. And it just like kind of blossomed from there. I feel like YouTube, seriously. Who was the, do you remember like Blair Fowler from forever ago?
No? I wish. I don't know what I was doing in high school, but not that. And I'm cursed now.
No, that was me, like for hours. And then, yeah, my mom worked at Ulta too. So like I was always there like, hanging out with her, looking into makeup and all that stuff. And then, yeah, I feel like I just knew probably my junior year of high school. I was like, okay, I'm definitely not going to college. Like that just doesn't seem like it's for me. And was like, I'm going to hair school. I'm going to do the thing. And originally, actually, I was going to go to hair school for makeup. I wasn't going to do aesthetics, which thank God I didn't because like I don't care about makeup at all really. I mean, I makeup, but it's not my like favorite thing. So originally was going to go for aesthetics. Now obviously went for hair and I'm so glad I did because I love it. It's so fun. So that's how everything like kind of started and then just blossomed from there. Obviously went to hair school after high school. And 2 months into hair school, I started working at Hank and Axe and could not have been luckier with that decision. And yeah, that's how that kind of all started.
And how many years have you been at Hank and Axe now?
Gosh, 6.5, which is just so crazy. Like, it does not feel like it's been that long at all. But yeah, we were obviously started on like 129th and Maple. Did mm-hmm. you ever go to that location?
I did. I started okay. there too.
Yeah. Yeah. So
started as a customer.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun to like make the transition from Westo to downtown. And I absolutely love being downtown. Obviously, I live downtown now. So just works perfectly with my lifestyle. So
that really says a lot about a place to have kept you there for
retention.
So long.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. What are some of the best parts about being a hairstylist and some of the hardest parts about being a hairstylist?
Okay. I would say the best part is community and the culture. I absolutely love getting to be creative every day. I love the girls that I work with. And so it's like fun to like hang out with them. And we all have like similar interests. So it's like we're all talking about like the same like beauty trends or fashion trends or hair trends, obviously. And it's just fun to like have similar interests and like work with girls like every day. It's so I love that. And I love getting to like work with like a bunch of different people. Like every one of my clients do different things, from like a police officer to like a doctor, whatever. Everyone's just has such different lives. So cool to like hear a bunch of different stories. Like my favorite is the ER nurses. Like I, for some reason, have so many ER nurses and I'm like, okay, what happened this week? Like, tell me like all the crazy things that's happening. So that's super fun. I would say on the downside of it is sometimes people think that you're like always accessible and it's like, I'm off right now. Like, you know what I mean? It's constantly feeling like you have to like help someone with something.
Cause what, people like DM you about a
yeah,
hair problem?
Yeah,
like,
basically. And it's okay, I'm working right or I'm not working right now. So we'll talk about that at your appointment kind of thing. But I honestly love it. Otherwise, other than that.
Oh, I could see. Okay, so say their appointment is like next week.
Yeah.
And they'll DM you like, here's what I'm thinking for my appointment.
Yes. Or how come I have this oozing thing from my scalp? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know.
And you're going to have to come in and I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah, that might be a question for a doctor also. I don't know about that, but.
Oh gosh. Okay. What do you usually do or say?
Well, genuinely, that's not my ball game with scalp stuff. I don't know too much about, obviously with dandruff and stuff, I can help you with that, finding like a good like shampoo and conditioner. But other than that, I'm out. I don't know anything else. I can't help you. Definitely go see like a doctor for something like that. But
okay. So for someone who is going to see their hairstylist, how could someone be the perfect client?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. So first you're going to come in and pre-book every single one of your appointments just so you always have them down and staying loyal, obviously. I mean, at Hank and Axe, like, you can go to whoever at Hank and Axe, but just it's good to like, go to the same salon. So we kind of have a history of your hair and like know how to best take care of it. And I guess just respecting your hairstylist's time and realizing that we're people too and have lives outside of just doing hair. And I feel like a lot of people sometimes can treat hairstylists like it's a hobby. It's just a fun thing that we do. But obviously, this is like what pays our bills and takes care of us. So it's definitely more than just a hobby.
And also, you're not a therapist?
Yeah. For sure. That's another one for sure. I'm like, whoa. They just like trauma dump and I'm like, whoa. I love you so much, but I can't help you with that.
Yeah, yeah. We're here to color your hair.
Yeah.
You're going to need to see the scalp doctor
yeah.
and the therapist after
yes.
this. Okay, okay. So once you get off work, how do you decompress at the end of the day?
Well, for starters, I'm immediately taking my makeup off and getting into like something super comfy and oversized. And hairstylists, I swear it's like a thing with all hairstylists. Like we don't really eat during the day. So like, I get home and I'm eating everything in sight and like super fast too, because, you know, we don't really schedule in breaks just because it's like that's time that is just taking away from money, you know? So I feel like a lot of hairstylists book their hair days like back to back to back with clients. So for sure, getting into something comfy, I'm going to make a big fat meal and I'm going to watch my reality TV and I'm not going to talk for like the rest of the night just to like decompress. And
yeah,
just because it's a lot of talking, but
talking and on your feet and like a high energy vibe.
Yeah.
And
sure.
These people are coming to you because they like want to feel better. So
yeah.
You're also like trying to provide.
Be like a hype woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then at the end of the day, you're like, okay, I got to hype woman myself back
yeah.
to reality and ground myself.
Yeah. That's why I love my schedule. My boss is awesome and super flexible. So 3 days a week is chef's kiss. It's like perfect for me. Because I go to work being like excited still. Mm-hmm. I don't have like any sort of burnout. I'm just ready to go. And then at the end of the week, I'm like, okay, I'm tired now. But always come back like a little bit more rejuvenated.
So then on the other 4 days of the week, what do those usually look like for you?
So on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I go to coffee always for sure. I'm going to start with coffee. And then I'm going to go to either Pilates at Lotus or yoga at Power Life. So on ClassPass, I feel like it's a hack that nobody really knows about because it's like so cheap and it blows my mind when I think about it. You can pay for $30 a month for 16 credits. So that breaks down to like, I guess it depends on what studio you're going to. Like Lotus has classes for like 4 credits or Power Life has classes for like 1 credit. It just depends on like the type of studio you're going to. But it breaks down to like a class is $2.
Well, yeah, because a regular studio membership for like a whole month is like $100 to $150.
Yes.
So the fact that you can get classes individually for like $5.
Yeah, it's
where
crazy.
A drop-in is like $22.
Uh-huh.
It's just amazing.
I know. Yeah. So that's my hack. It's like super cheap classes for sure.
So we're all going to get class pass. I still need to. When I get back from this trip, like I'm doing it.
$30 a month. Like, are you kidding? Can't beat it. And you can go anywhere too. Like it opens up the doors. Like you don't only have to. It's like you're paying $100 to go to one place or you pay $30 to go to like multiple. So.
And then you get to switch it up all the time.
Right. Yeah. Which is good for your body.
Will you
take
me to Pilates sometime? Still have never been.
Yes.
I'm scared.
It's my favorite class. Don't be scared. It's like, it feels like you genuinely walk out like feeling good. I'm the type of person, I don't like workouts where like I walk out feeling like my body is aching and I'm exhausted. That's just not me. Like I like when they feel good. And so yeah, the Pilates class is so, you'd love it.
Okay, I'm excited. Okay, so we got the PM routine. Walk us through the morning routine. I want to know everything.
Okay.
So like from the minute you open your eyes, I want to know like the chore, like the home setting stuff. And then after you answer that, I want to know like what is your hair, makeup, fashion routine. So let's start with like the tangible, tasky things.
Okay. Okay, so first thing in the morning, depending on the day, I set an alarm or I don't. Sometimes I just wake up with sunlight because I have super big windows in my apartment. So sunlight is like my ideal way to wake up. But fortunately, I reach for my phone first thing in the morning. I hate admitting that because it's so like awful for you. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be grabbing my phone first thing in the morning. I'll scroll for like 20 minutes, which I'm working on this. I'm trying to like really cut it down.
Is this in bed or like on the couch?
This is in bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still in bed at this point. And then after that, I get out of bed and make my bed. And this morning I did an ice bath. So I just like filled up a big bowl with like ice and water and dunked my face in there for 30 seconds. And seriously, it's like the best feeling. Like you feel so like rejuvenated and it makes your skin like snatched too.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like, been a game changer.
I feel like everyone always says like the whole cold shower, but that seems like a good starting point before you
like submerge your entire body. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just an ice face bath and like, oh, it just feels so tightening on your skin.
So you just hold your breath under there, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
And it takes, like, you have to, like, work up to 30 seconds. Like, 30 seconds is kind of a lot in my opinion, but yeah. So after that, I'm going to go to my bathroom and towel off my face and then gua sha, which I've, like, is, like, a new thing for me. So I basically just douse my face in oil and moisturizers and go in with the gua sha. And then my favorite right now is the Dr. Dennis Gross. Like, have you ever tried their stuff?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. The vitamin C serum is amazing. So I've been loving that.
What type of oil are you using when you gua sha?
It's Image hyaluronic acid.
Mm, I love Image.
I'm not a skincare expert, so don't kill me if that's wrong.
it's like from a local gal. It's just like more oily.
Uh-huh. For gua sha?
For gua sha-ing. I just love oil. Like,
yeah.
Like coconut oil, jojoba.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What, like, I love the feeling of being like so
glazed.
Yeah. I can see how someone hates that, but yeah. I like it.
Okay. And then after gua sha, I just get ready for the day. So I do my hair and my makeup. Honestly, I curl my hair like once a week. I curled my hair like a few days ago. So I didn't do anything today. I just brushed it. And then, yeah, go into my makeup. I'm sitting on my floor, like facing all my windows. So it's like amazing lighting.
Mm.
And this is while my coffee is like brewing from my Nespresso. And I had a latte this morning, which was amazing. I had it with like, you know, the milk.
Mm-mm.
Just like a clean like version of like almond milk where there's like no oils or like stuff like that in it. So I had that.
Where did you get it at?
Natural Grocers.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. The best. And yeah, that's it. Basically, I got ready this morning.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go Mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have to go into makeup, because even if you say you're not like a huge makeup person, like what products are you wearing?
Yes. So my first thing is, and I'm working on getting cleaner with my skincare, with my makeup, but not fully there. We're still working on that. But I've been doing the Say Super Gel like moisture. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a tinted moisturizer, but it has like shimmer in it. It's dewy, but it's like a very lightweight, super glow jelly, something like that. And I do that as my base. I don't really like foundation just because it feels like so heavy, and like I really tried and I'm trying to go for like just effortless. So I put that all over. Then I do the brow freeze from Anastasia on my brows for like the laminated kind of look. And then I've been liking the Giorgio Armani like concealer. It's super nice. Yeah. I worked with them a few weeks ago. So I
did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been loving that. And then the Say Cloud powder under my eyes. Like that powder is insane. It literally just like every single pore just evaporates into thin air after using it. And bronzer, I do the Rare Beauty like contour cream stick, put that all over, and then the Say Dewy Blush on my cheeks and call it a day. For lips, I've been loving the Makeup Forever lip liner and Anywhere Caffeine, my ride or die. And then I rotate between any of the Rode like lip peptide treatments, so either the clear or I just got the new ones in, so I've been liking like the colored ones too. So that's my makeup routine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That sounds good though.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, so you're really liking Say.
Yes. It? Yeah, and I think they're a little bit cleaner. I don't like do a ton of research into like makeup. I need to like do a deep dive into it, but.
Is it C or S-E?
It's S-A-E-I.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I had like their wave spray, I think, or.
I think you're thinking of
Kwai.
Key.
Yeah, I think I am. It's like yeah.
Q-U-A-I.
Why can't they come up with a easier name?
I know, seriously. They're okay. Making it hard on us.
Yeah, I don't think I know Say then.
You might recognize it if you saw it. I'm okay. Sure you would. Yeah, they have some good stuff at Ulta. I'm pretty sure it's on the cleaner side, but.
Okay, so then you said you're only curling your hair like once a week.
Yes.
So I feel like the effortless but like elevated look that you're doing every day, like you're sustaining being cute every day. So how is that how you're doing it? You're like, oh, I'll just kind of do my hair like all in one day and then it just stays?
Yeah. I feel like it takes like being high maintenance one day to like be like low maintenance throughout the rest of your week. So one day is like an overhaul. So I'm like doing an everything shower.
in like washing my hair, blow drying my hair, curling my hair, and then like it sets me up for the week a little bit easier. And the Bioionic Long Barrel Curling Iron is like a dream. It keeps my curls, and I have pretty fine hair, but it keeps my curls like every day. And I feel like the messier they get and like the looser they get, like the better I like them anyways. So I definitely curl them like a little bit tighter the first day. And then I just kind of like let them rock the rest of the days.
And what products are you using while you do that?
So my favorite products are Orbe. Love the... I always use the Gold Lust Repair and Restore Shampoo and Conditioner. It's like my tried and true. I say like that's what saved my hair. My hair used to be like super short and like fried and like breaking off and like all of the things. And basically I stopped bleaching it for like probably 2 years and was using the Gold Lust Repair and Restore line from Orbe, and then kind of got back into like a healthier hair groove and have been using all of their like styling products too. So I always like tell my clients, if you're going to do one product, do the Orbe Super Shine. It's like a moisture cream. So it's like super, super hydrating, detangling. It's got heat protectant. It's just kind of like an all-in-one. Like if you're only going to use one product, like use this moisture cream.
And is that after you shower?
Yeah, it goes away. Okay. Yeah. So I only use it like really like once or twice a week, because that's how often I usually wash. But yeah, so I do that. And then I'm like pretty low maintenance with the hair, being like a hairstylist. I feel like I probably get my hair colored twice a year. And I just do like mini foils around my face just to stay a little bit brighter. And then I like to keep it like rooted, because I feel like the contrast of like the root and the blonde kind of pops a little bit. So yeah, product is the Super Shine Moisture Cream and the Orbe Dry Texturizing Spray. I'm sure you've used that before. It's like just, it's kind of a mix of like a hairspray and a dry shampoo in one, where it gives you like volume, but like adds like grittiness and texture and all that good stuff. So
okay.
Love that. So yeah, I'll either like curl my hair, or I've also really liked to do like the Hailey Bieber wave with like the flat iron, where it's like you rotate like in and then out and then like in and out, and like kind of have the ends like a little bit straighter. And that also like lasts me a week too. So I feel like it just looks, all the styles look better the messier they get and like the more that you wear them.
Okay, so two questions with that. Since you're going to mostly Pilates and yoga, then you're not like hardcore sweating.
Right, yeah. Okay,
so you're like, I'm just going to be doing more active every day and keeping it all maintained.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely put in like dry shampoo before I go to Pilates or like yoga. But if I'm doing hot yoga, like she's getting slicked back, because there's no way like I can be in a 100-degree room like doing yoga and not like drenched. So I'll put in like a hair mask if I'm going to slick back my hair that way, just because slick back buns are like so like damaging, obviously, because it's like pulling your hair so tight, especially if your hair is bleached. So yeah.
So you don't recommend doing slick back too often?
No, definitely not. I probably do it like more than I should. I mean, I feel like it kind of combats itself if you do it with like a moisture cream or a hair mask, because you're at least like moisturizing while you're like keeping it so tight back there.
Okay, so when you're going to hot yoga, like you wear the mask like in the hair out of the house, so it's like wet looking.
Yes.
That's so smart.
Yeah, it's like a 2-for-1.
And then you wash it after that class?
Honestly, sometimes I'll like let it rock in for a few days.
Oh, okay.
And just go with it. Yeah. The more the merrier. The longer it's in, like the more just like kind of hydrating it gets. And I'll usually like put the mask in, and then like the next day I'll add in like more like moisturizing creams. Kind of like you're like slugging, but like for your hair.
Okay.
Just like a whole hydration moment.
Wow. That is so interesting. Okay. So on those other days, like let's say you freshly curl your hair or do the Hailey Bieber, what are some of the other hairstyles that you're going for that aren't getting like a ponytail crease? Or are you just pretty much rocking like down every day?
Yeah, I pretty much just wear it down. And in this fall, obviously I do these little like sweater tucks where like you can't even see in the hair. It like looks like you have a bob. And I don't really do a ton. I feel like bows have been kind of cute lately. We just got some like new cute bows in at Hank and Axe. So definitely like you should check those out. But like doing like a little half up, half down situation, like lower where like the bow's in the back. I've done that a few times. But yeah, other than that, I pretty much just wear my hair. It's either like down or super slicked back with like all the moisturizing things.
Okay. So you're also bringing in more accessories then to help with that. Like, are you like a hat girl?
Yes and no. Like I have a lot of hats. I feel like I wear hats more in the winter than in like summer, because I'm like washing my hair. Like I feel like a little bit less in winter usually.
Same.
But
because I'm like, I can just hide it with a hat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I have a few different hats that I like to rotate in the winter.
Okay. Transitioning more into fashion with that then. So with your morning routine, you're getting got your makeup done, you got your hair done. Now we're on to the outfit. Walk us through how you build an outfit and how you decide even like what the vibe is going to be.
Right. Yeah. So honestly, I feel like my style overall is like pretty casual. And I always just start off an outfit. Like, well, number one, if I'm like in a brain fog, like can't think of anything, I'm going to like, I have obviously Pinterest. I will sit there and scroll for like hours until I find something that's like, not hours, that's dramatic. But like if I need something to like wear, I'll scroll on Pinterest just to find like something that's a similar that I have the pieces of. Like, okay, I have a plain white tee and a pair of black jeans. Sometimes you just don't think of the outfit. So definitely scrolling on Pinterest. But lately I've been like basing my outfits around pieces. So like I have ballet flats and I'll just like put pieces together that like fit with like ballet flats. So I like also follow the rule of like bigger on top, like smaller on bottom, or like vice versa, especially in fall. Cause like I feel like that's kind of a vibe for like big cozy jackets and like little skinny jeans or whatever you want to wear. But yeah, I feel like that's how I put together an outfit, just basing them off of like a certain piece that I'm like loving at the time.
Cause I feel like you definitely have a defined sense of style, but you do like explore a lot.
Yeah. Which is interesting that you say that I have a defined sense of style. Cause I'm like, I don't even know what my style is half the time. I'm like, I guess if you look in the grand scheme of my style, things are similar, but I feel like I wake up every day and I'm like, oh, this is like different. And then just kind of toss it on. But
okay. Speaking of trends, what fashion trends are you on board for? And which ones have like over the years that you're like, I can't get behind?
Yeah. Okay. Lately, I feel like I have been like not obsessing over like Y2K for some reason. I feel like just because my style, like especially in fall, like has been getting more like capsule wardrobe kind of vibes. Like I'm going to get like one sweater that I really like and then like figure out how to style that a bunch of different ways. So like I've been really into just like simple pieces that you can like wear like a ton of different ways. So, and then adding in like fun pieces with it. So like if I'm going to wear a plain white t-shirt and a plain pair of jeans, like I'm going to do some like funky glasses or funky earrings or like a pair of like cool ballet flats to kind of like, it's a basic outfit and like everyone has the staple pieces, but like adding a little bit of flair with like a fun, unique piece.
Yeah. Making your own.
Yeah. Yes.
I also think that comes with getting a little older is like when we're younger, it's like you're trying everything.
Yeah.
And then you start to get older and you're like, I kind of like the quality and the investment pieces and knowing things are going to last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going back to the basics for sure.
What items in your closet, like off the top of your head that you're like, maybe it's a bag or a pair of jeans that you're like, if I went home and these were missing from my closet, like I would be devastated.
Well, for sure, I have like a pair of Levi's that I really like. Like, I feel like if you find a good pair of Levi's that fit you perfectly, those are your ride or dies. So I really love the Levi's 501-90s. They kind of did like a rebrand of like the 501-90s that they made them more of like a vintage kind of feel. So for sure those. And oh gosh, what a hard question. I feel like my ballet flat collection right now, I'm like just obsessed over. Like if those were gone, I would be like, where are they? Like freaking out. And I have like a newer-ish kind of bag from Anthropology. It's like an oversized kind of like slouchy tote.
Oh, I did see that on your TikTok.
Yeah, that I feel like is just a good like staple and like I'll have that for forever. And I guess my Sambas. I mean, these are just like my tried and trues. You can wear them with anything. So those and for sure like some like my gold jewelry for sure to add that in there.
Those are really good answers.
Yeah.
And I think it helps people like when they're deciding, okay, what items are worth the splurge?
Yeah.
And that are going to be the investment pieces. And I definitely agree. Like jeans are a great one.
Yep.
Same with like a leather jacket.
Yes.
And or like a cozier long winter jacket. That's like, I just got one in the Netherlands and it's actually reversible.
Oh.
It's, you can see a little bit of the green right there, but the inside is like camel and it's like softer. Oh. So on the outside, it's a raincoat and on the inside it's like
cozy.
Yeah,
cute.
But like that's something that I can wear and have forever.
Yeah.
And I feel like this, you know, like a good pair of Docs and that go with everything. Yep. How your Sambas go with everything. Gold jewelry, of course.
Yes.
Timeless.
Yeah.
And like a good bag. I had never been a bag girl. And something about working at 1404 has turn me more into a bag girl because our vendors have been bringing in so many great bags. And I'm like, kind of like you said, anyone can wear like the white tee and the black jeans, but then
add a cool, like unique accessory that like nobody else can really have. Like, especially I saw a few of those bags in there and I'm like, that there was one that was like beaded and I like still think about it to this day. I'm like, why did I not get it?
Is it gone?
I don't know. I think so. I need to go check again.
I know when I was at Plato's yesterday, I found a really cute Coach bag and a really cute Ralph Lauren bag.
Okay.
And 6 months ago, me like wouldn't have even bought that. But I think not having a car has turned me into more of a purse person because all the things that used to keep in my center console, I'd like have to take with me now.
That's literally half of the reason why I have that massive, because I don't have a car right now either. So I've been like walking everywhere. Yeah.
Oh my God. I like love this for us.
I know. Right. Yeah. So that massive bag like holds everything that I could possibly need.
Because once you go out for the day, you're like, I don't know where I could end up. I don't know when I'm going to be home next.
Yeah.
I need a charger. I need, I feel like we should talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Like normalizing being businesswoman.
Right.
We have jobs, we're creating content and we don't have a car.
Yeah.
And how has that been going for you?
Honestly, I was just thinking about it. It's been perfectly fine. Like everything that I do is like primarily downtown besides like my Pilates studio. That's the only thing that I'm trying to figure out. It's been totally fine. Like, and I get all my steps in too. Like it's great. Yeah. And like my boyfriend, I'll like use his car whenever needed, but like everything that I do is down here. Like I walked here. I could walk to work if I needed to, or like scooter. I'm like, it's great.
How long has it been for you?
Since August.
Okay. So like,
well, like late July, I guess.
About 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like before I sold my car, I thought it was going to be this huge adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been about exactly a year for me now.
Yeah.
And yes, it is an adjustment, but making the space in my budget to do like so many things that I care about more.
Totally.
It's like been so worth it.
Yeah, I know. I agree completely.
Because it's like you can travel, you can shop, you can do the self-care things.
Mm-hmm.
And it would never add up to be, you know, the few Ubers you have to get.
Right, exactly. I know. Especially like Ubering from like my job to my apartment is like literally $7. So it's just, it doesn't equate to having such an expensive car payment and insurance and all the gas. And like, it's just so much cheaper.
I know.
Uh-huh.
We have been talking a lot about biking on the podcast the last month because I have the city bike membership.
I know, you inspired me. I need to like do that too.
It's life change, especially for being down here. Cause like you could get up to Hankinax like so fast.
Right.
Of course it's getting winter now. And then Kara and I both went to the Netherlands, which is of course like all about cycling. And Clay recently got a bike. So we're just like all in our biking eras.
Yes, I love that.
And I feel like we need to normalize it because I feel like it has like a nerdy stigma kind of.
Totally. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not in debt with my car.
Yes. Seriously.
Like, you know?
Yes.
So even though, biking and walking may not be as glamorous,
right,
we're doing, it's a sacrifice to have other things that we want more.
Yeah. Have you gotten on like the buses yet?
Yes.
You have? How is
that? Do you want me to show you how to use them sometime?
Yes, please.
I have my bus card in the back of my phone case right here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. I need to know. Cause there's literally a bus stop like directly outside of Hankinax. So I'm like, I need to like figure out how I can get to work from the bus. Cause that would be amazing.
Yes. And they run about every 10 minutes and it's $1.25.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That is crazy.
But if you think about it, I said it on here a couple months ago. So sorry for everyone listening, but like all of the New York cool girlies, the LA girls that we admire and look up to, they're not usually driving around.
No.
They're taking the subway. Uh-huh. They're Ubering.
Right.
So I think like having a car is such a luxury.
Yeah. And it's totally doable too. Like I was in New York for Fashion Week like 2 years ago and we stayed in Jersey City and like just commuted every day from like the bus to the subway to the city. And it was like not a big deal. Like we brought a big bag full of clothes and like just shot content around the city all day. But it's like, and it was like, that's what everyone's doing there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, yeah, I love it.
Okay. So you were in New York capturing content.
Yes.
Let's talk about content.
Uh-huh.
We've gone through the morning routine. You're all ready. You got the fit on. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to get your coffee. How do you decide, should I take photos of this outfit? Should I make a TikTok right now? Am I going to film a reel? Am I going to make stories with the full overload of all of the platforms to post on?
Yeah.
What is your process like?
So I feel like it depends on like what's going on in my life. Like if something is like going awry, like I'm going to stories, like I'm going to talk about it because I feel like that's what I like to see the most is like people being like super real on stories. So like when I like had my car got hit by a driver. And so it was totaled. And first thing I don't know why the first thing that I had to do was like go to Instagram stories. Like that's crazy. But I was like talking about that on Instagram stories. And I feel like I like to like always share my outfit on TikTok and Instagram. So those are like getting to be like pretty similar. My Instagram content is, I would say, like a little bit more curated to where like TikTok is like obviously like off the fly and just like post whatever. And like, I don't really care like what the background is like, or so that's been nice. It's just like a little bit easier.
Are you filming in the TikTok app mostly, or in camera? I feel
like it kind of depends. If it's for like a collaboration or if I'm working with someone, I have to film outside the TikTok app, which is fine. No big deal, obviously. And then I always use Splice to edit. What do you use?
Oh, yeah. I had that one for a while.
Yeah.
I use CapCut now.
Okay, yeah. So I use Splice to edit. But yeah, I'll usually film outside of the TikTok app and then just send stuff over for approval and then post it, obviously. And yeah, I feel like just like I was saying, yeah, my Instagram is more like pretty, I guess. And then TikTok is just more like, okay, I need to like, I just want to get my outfit point across. So.
Okay. Two things that came to mind. One, you lost your Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was a heartbreaker.
I can't believe that happened.
I know. So crazy, right?
Walk the listeners through what happened here.
Okay, so basically I woke up, this was January of last year, and I obviously didn't ever get it back, but yeah, I woke up one morning and it was just literally gone, and I was like, what the heck, like freaking out, went to my email, and this guy was literally holding my account like hostage, basically, and he was like, hey, have your account like basically message me on WhatsApp and we can like discuss like payment, and I was, oh, heck no, this is not happening right now. And my boyfriend is like a super sleuth, so did some digging around and like ended up, he did talk to like the guy who had my account and found out that he didn't actually have control over my account. He just like basically spammed my account. So Instagram did actually take it down, but it was because he like had gotten it like flagged or whatever. And so yeah, my account got taken down and I had gone back and forth with Instagram like constantly for like probably a month or so. And eventually they were like, yeah, we just can't help you. Like you cannot, it's not coming back. So.
And that was an account that you'd spent like literally a decade.
Yeah, seriously. It was so, yeah, that, I mean, I'm glad to like, it was kind of nice to start over and have like a fresh start, but it was just the only thing that I'm like still so heartbroken about is the story archive and like posts like literally from me being in like the fifth grade, like posting pictures of my Webkinz. Like that was like such cute memories that I'll never get to see again.
Yeah.
So that really sucks, but.
Cause you only posted some of that stuff to Instagram. Like don't have that in your camera roll anymore.
No, I know, exactly. And it was unfortunate because literally a few months ago before my account got hacked, I went through and deleted like legit like 50,000 pictures because I was like, oh, I have like Instagram story archive. And like, if I ever want to like look back at memories, like they're on there, but nope, not anymore. So yeah, that happened. And we're moving on though. Forward and up.
I mean, that's really like positive view to just be like, I'm going to start a new account.
Yeah.
Fresh start.
Yeah.
Did that feel freeing in the content creation way, like in the influencer creator way, to just be like, okay, maybe now some of those like people I used to know on my old account aren't going to come to this new account unless they like truly care about my fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was cool too, is like, I definitely created like a bunch of like Insta besties and it was so sweet to see everyone like supporting me. Like a bunch of people were posting on their story, like, oh, this is Grace's new account. And it was just like cute to like, you know, I'm like, oh, all of my little friends are back. And so, yeah, it was good to like get that back, get back in the game and just like start creating like a new audience. But yeah, honestly, I've been having like more fun on TikTok lately.
You're just because
it's
on
like
TikTok.
So fun and like easy and you can just post like super fast. And
I feel like what people wouldn't expect from you if they had only seen your Instagram before, how much you show your personality.
Yeah.
Like so many influencers who just like have good style, like they show no personality online.
Right. Yeah.
And I feel like you are not afraid to be yourself and like talk to the camera and you don't tiptoe around everything. Like you're just yourself.
Yep.
And it's really refreshing.
I know. That's why TikTok has just been a little bit more fun for me lately, just to be doing whatever, saying whatever. And like on TikTok, I really don't have like too much of a niche. So I'll like make my ginger shots or I obviously like love beauty and fashion and all that's like my passion. So that's primarily what I post, but it's nice to be like, okay, I'm just going to like make dinner really quick. And like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So.
And you did your little fall halls, like your apartment's very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that your TikTok is like getting traction now.
Thank you.
Because there's a few people that like Karen and I have talked about that were like Nebraska people who, because, you know, if you're from California and you're pursuing the creator life,
yeah,
people are like, oh yeah, so is everyone. When you're in Nebraska,
yeah,
people at first can be a little judgy, and not take, maybe it's not even judgment. They just like don't take it serious,
yeah,
or they think that you're like a wannabe or trying, and you're like, no, this is like what I'm doing.
Right.
Like this is my job.
Which honestly, I feel like sometimes it can be like a benefit that there's like, because it's like, there's really not that many people doing it here. So, you know,
it's
what?
Easy to stand out.
People can say and do whatever. But at the end of the day, we're getting paid for it. And so I think that's more of a benefit.
And those people are still watching it.
Yeah, exactly. You're interacting. So thanks for the engagement.
Yeah. But I just feel like seeing people who I've been rooting for a long time, when they like really start to gain traction or like, you know, grow their own audiences, I'm like, yes, good for you for sticking it out. Because what people don't see is the years it takes along the way.
Totally.
Of being, getting in your head and being like, is this what I want to do? Do I like want to give up the day job?
Yeah.
And it takes a lot on the mental and the emotional and the personal side to like stick it out over the years.
Totally. Yeah. And just experimenting. Like there's so many things to like, this did not work, this did, and just the back and forth. But it's
for
so
every
fun.
High, there's a lot of humbling moments.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
And I feel like the difference, like everyone has their job, but like the whole world doesn't see their flops at work.
Yes.
And
you're not posting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about putting your life online is everyone gets to see the whole thing.
Yeah. The good and the bad, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any favorite apps?
I feel like I used to edit my stuff like a lot more, but that's kind of been a plus with my new account. Is I feel like it was definitely more curated before, and now I have a chance to kind of like, I'm just like super like a lot more chill with like my Instagram now, and like post super, super in the moment. Like yesterday I posted a picture and took it like 5 minutes before it. So that's been kind of nice. Like I feel like before I kind of had to like have like a standard of like what my content looked like.
Mm.
And now I'm like, this is me. This is what I'm doing. Like, here's my outfit if you want to see it. So anyways, I don't really do a ton of editing anymore. But what I do for like editing videos is, yeah, I just use Splice to like piece things together. And then for photo editing, really all I do is I use Tezza and I use the filter called Coco. It's like the one of the first ones on there, and I picked it and I was like, this is cute. And I just have stuck with it ever since. I used to have like a bunch of different presets that I used in Lightroom, but I'm just like, I don't really care too much anymore about it.
Same. It's too much work.
It is. Yeah. Sitting there like nitpicking. I'm like, I don't have time for this. Like I just post and it's call it a day.
Yeah. Cause then otherwise you get behind.
Yes.
And it's like a whole, the moment's gone.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this was 2 weeks ago. It's not even relevant anymore, but.
Okay, what are some of the coolest opportunities that you've received or partnerships from content creation?
I would say working with like the brands that I've been like wearing for years. Like I had a few recently with Skims, which is super cool. And like just like getting to meet like the different people, like even behind the scenes, like the influencer relations girls, I've created like such good relationships with them. So it's like fun like talking about whatever with them. And so that's been super cool. And stuff like this, like getting to be on like a podcast is awesome. And I feel like it just like opens up the doors for like so many other opportunities. So I am now like managing an Instagram account for like a real estate agent. And that's been like super fun to like see the behind of the scenes for that and like helping create content like where like I normally wouldn't. So yeah, I feel like the opportunities are endless. And even just like with local like Omaha girls, it's fun to like meet up with like new people and like just learn more about each other, especially when you have like a similar interest, I guess. And yeah, so I feel like the opportunities are endless with social media. So
I agree. Okay, to 16-year-old Grace, who was like watching YouTubers and doing your hair and makeup to those videos, what advice would you give her now knowing what you do for a living?
I would say, well, I think for forever, I knew what I wanted to do. I just didn't know how to do it. And I would say literally just start, because with hair and with content creation, it's like you literally just have to start and put yourself out there and like just see where it takes you. So
with content, I feel like my thing was originally, like, I was just, which I feel like everyone kind of gets caught in, like, the comparison game. But I would look at people in, like, New York and Los Angeles and being like, okay, well, they have this beautiful city to show off. How am I supposed to make Omaha look cool in that way? But I have, the older I get, the more that I'm like, I just love, like, my little city. And I feel like it's so fun to, like, show this side, because, like, everyone's seeing the New York and the Los Angeles mm-hmm. side of things. And it's fun to show, like, what it's like, and like you said earlier, like a normal city.
I know. That has been something I went back and forth with high school, college. Like, I want to move away. And then I was like, do I want to move away? Uh-huh. Or do I just want what I think those people have in those cities? Yeah. And how could I just make that for myself here?
Exactly. Because the grass is always greener. Like, yeah, we live in like a smaller city, but we have like normal like prices for rent, or like normal prices for just like different things.
And we have great community and you can just get to work in a couple of minutes. Yeah. We don't spend our life in transportation.
Yep.
It's so, like, you literally just walked over here.
Right, yeah.
Like in 10 minutes and stopped and got a coffee on the way.
Yes.
And so much of our lives is just like that day-to-day stuff that we can still go to New York City and have like a fun bit. And I'm not saying like I would never move there. And if you live in New York City, like, obviously,
jealous.
Queen. Love that for you. Yes. But there's so many people out there who live in regular cities.
Yeah.
And I think we should encourage them. Like, you don't have to wait until you live in this cool, amazing place to be the person you want to be or start the thing.
Right.
Like,
because there's audiences everywhere and an audience for everyone. And I think it's like you get like a tour of like the world by like looking at people's Instagram photos and seeing like the world through like their eyes. Like, that's why I love watching. I watch Bravo like way too much. But I'm like, The Real Housewives, like, I get like to see what like New York City is like, or like Salt Lake City, just mm-hmm. through like the show. But
I think you do such a good job of romanticizing your life here.
Thank
on my
you.
Instagram account, The Omaha Local, I've been wanting to curate like 10 people who make living in Omaha actually look awesome.
Yeah.
And like, you're definitely one of those people.
Oh, that's so nice.
What are some of your ways of finding like the cool spots in Omaha? Like, I feel like you probably know all of them now, but for someone who's like, I don't have any cool things in my city. And we're like, yes, you do.
Right. Yeah.
How would you suggest they find those things?
I feel like number one, you have to like change like the lens that you're like looking through. Like, you seriously have to just like break it down and go on a walk, explore, and like just find like the beauty and like the everyday things. Like, you look at like these buildings and it's like, okay, well, that's a little bit but it's like, it's so cute and pretty when you like actually look through it. And even just like taking a photo like makes you like look at it and realize, and like, it's actually super aesthetic here. And like, yeah, I feel like just exploring everyday things and like digging deep into it.
Noticing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And appreciating it for what it's worth.
Uh-huh.
And living in a side of town mm-hmm. that also maybe is more aligned with
your lifestyle. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Because if, not to hate on it, I know there's a lot of great things for people out in suburbia, but I couldn't create the life that I want if I lived out in the suburbs right now.
Right, yeah.
I want to be in
walking to coffee shops and walking to lunch and in the old market and all that stuff, yeah.
And so you have lived down here for how long now?
Almost 3 years.
And how has that changed or
Totally. Like, it is like, I feel like I romanticize every day because I'm looking around and like, I love like the buildings and the people and the different like little small businesses around. Like, I'm a downtown girly like through and through. Like, I just love it.
Yes. Okay. For anyone listening, you guys have to go check out Grace's Instagram and her TikTok. What is your handle?
Grace.Michaels on TikTok and Grace.Michaels on Instagram, I think too.
Spell it real quick.
GraceMichaels.
Perfect. Yes. Because if you guys follow her, you will see like every day you're out doing your cute little things.
Yes.
Even like that like tea party that you had in the park.
Yes. Yeah. That was fun.
Tell them about it.
So basically my friends and I decided we're going to like throw parties for the seasons. So we did a summer one and we had like a massive tea party. Me and one of my friends spent all day like making little tea sandwiches and like doing like cute little drinks. And we just thrifted a bunch of different like floral plates. Mm. And we did like a bunch of different like wine glasses and stuff. And so, yeah, we just like posted up in the park and it was amazing. And so, yeah, we're currently planning our fall one. I think we're going to obviously carve pumpkins and then we're going to do like a movie night in and put like mattresses all over the floor of my apartment and just like decorate like haunted houses, like little gingerbread men and stuff like that. So
that is so fun.
Yeah, I know. That's an easy way to like romanticize your life too. Like just do little seasonal parties with your friends that make it just feel like the season that you're in. I love that.
Yeah, and then you can look back on it and be like, oh, I remember when we did the summer tea party.
Yes.
And then we carved pumpkins.
Yeah.
And it holds you accountable.
Yeah.
And you have the theme to go off of. And
yeah.
I love that you didn't let like budget hinder the experience. It didn't have to
yeah.
be this super expensive thing. You're like, we
no,
have this
it wasn't.
Free park.
Yeah.
I can just go thrift some
yeah.
cute themed things.
Yep.
And we're just going to do it.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Have you done any other girl event gathering things like that over the years that stand out? Because we're always trying to give our listeners, you know, already friends,
yeah,
cute activities that they can do.
Well, but yeah, no, I feel like it's just like fun to like, especially when like you have such an amazing like community and like just getting people together. And like, even if it's just like a coffee date or like your dinner at Fig, like looked amazing. And that's like easy to do. Like that's not really putting in like that much effort to just plan like a little date.
A little something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was amazing. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Before we hop off, we ask every guest our signature question.
Uh-huh.
To you, what makes a good friend?
Oh, I feel like what makes a good friend is like being able to do like anything with them. So like if we're going to get coffee, like I could sit down and talk with my friends for like hours, and we could also go to like some super expensive like dinner or like a super expensive trip and like have so much fun. But like at the same time, we can go and get a $5 coffee and like still enjoy each other's company and still like have so much to say and catch up on and like be there for each other. But yeah, they're just like always knowing like you have people in your corner that are like always going to be there for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. How can people find you? We already said your Instagram and TikTok. Are you on any other platforms?
I am not really. I use Pinterest. I'm Grace Michaels on Pinterest. And same with like Threads and Lemonade, which I don't use like a ton anymore, but I need to because I like love both of them.
Oh, so. Yes. Come back to Lemonade. I post every day.
I need to. I need to like get on the Lemonade train again. I know.
Especially with the type of content you post. That's like,
yeah.
So you. Well, thank you so much. I appreciated your time and
yes.
all of your great advice on all the girly things.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Already Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much. And we'll catch you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.